This case before the High Court involves Dove Nursing Homes in Eau Claire and a company called Greenbrier, which recruits, trains, and furnishes physical therapists to nursing homes. Greenbrier originally sued Dove for breach of contract. Greenbrier attorney Robert Boltman.
I think that my client is entitled to the benefit of the bargain that they negotiated with Dove, and they're entitled to their money.
But now the issues are broader, and here's the history. Dove agreed to a contract with the recruiter, Greenbrier, that would provide the nursing home with physical therapists, but whose workers would remain employees of Greenbrier. The agreement prohibited the nursing home from hiring away any of the recruiter's therapists for a year after the contract expired, unless the nursing home had the recruiter's permission and the nursing home paid the recruiter 50% of the therapist's annual salary. When the contract did expire, the nursing home did quickly hire four of the recruiter's therapists, but did not get permission or pay. So the case landed in court. Now the question, did the no-hire provision, which the therapists themselves didn't even know existed, deprive the employees of their freedom? Would similar contracts be an unreasonable restraint on free trade? Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson examined that question with attorney Robert Boltman.
Anyone who is going to know about this is going to say, heck, I'm not going to hire these people because I have to pay 50% of their salaries. I have to therefore pay them 150%.
You talk about the hypothetical that nobody would pay a bounty or an additional fee to hire these employees. Well, I think that would greatly disappoint all of the employment agencies in the state and headhunters who make their living by collecting just such a fee.
Even though the nursing home agreed to the no-hire contract with its provisions for a 50% fee, Dove's attorneys now say it was bad public policy. Attorney Carol Dittmar.
This is de facto, Chief Justice, a covenant not to compete that the employees did not even know about. This particular issue has never been decided by a Wisconsin court, whether no-hire provisions are going to be valid under Wisconsin law, and if they are, under what scrutiny are they going to be held.
And so the Supreme Court will decide the central question of whether the agreement between the nursing home and the recruiter placed unreasonable restraints on free trade. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.